from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Annette Petriccioni, topping our report this hour. A drought warning has been issued for all of New Jersey. The State Department of Environmental Protection is urging residents to use less water, as a lack of rain over most of the last 15 months has led to worsening conditions at reservoirs. New Jersey has been under a drought watch since October 1st of this year. Some Monmouth County parents kept their kids from home from school today in protest to a controversial visit by U.S. Education Secretary Linda McMahon. Parents like Allison are angry because they feel there is bias from the event with the History Rocks tour program, which was formed by conservative groups.
Does history rock? Yes. But the groups that are aligned with this are extreme right-wing groups.
McMahon spoke to children at Cedar Drive Middle School in Colts Neck, and students played history-themed games to celebrate America's 250th birthday. A letter that went out to parents earlier in the week described the event as nonpartisan, designed to inspire students' interest in U.S. history and civic responsibility. Today's news brought to you by Guaranteed Service. For just $99, they'll inspect your plumbing for leaks, gas line safety, water heater, and more. That's peace of mind. Call 1-800-GUARANTEED or visit GuaranteedService.com today. Consumer sentiment is improving slightly. The University of Michigan's earlier reading for December edged up 2 points from last month. Consumers see modest improvements from November, although many cite persistently high prices among their major concerns. And with MetroCard sales and refills set to end on December 31st, another fare option for Pathriders is now available.
Pathriders can now switch to the Tap Card to continue paying fares with a physical card, the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey announced. Tap cards can be purchased and reloaded from new user-friendly vending machines at Path stations and online. Unlike SmartLink, where riders had to buy a card and reload funds on two separate machines, they'll be able to buy and reload tap cards at one machine. Tap cards can be loaded with any dollar amount, and riders can also buy 10, 20, and 40 trip packages. New tap cards are available with a $5 purchase fee, but if you register the card online, you'll get a $5 travel credit. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. How long will the bitter cold last for? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Here comes the first weekend of December, and we do have a slight warm-up on the way, and there are no big storms on the horizon. Now, I can't call it pleasant necessarily, but at least there's nothing hazardous or dramatic to talk about in the forecast here. It's going to stay pretty cold tonight, but at least temperatures only drop a couple of degrees. Lows around 30. It'll be cloudy and calm overnight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies with a chance of a flurry or sprinkle. It'll be chilly, but not quite as cold as today, with highs around 40. Sunday into the lower 40s with a mix of clouds and sun and a chance of a late day shower. I hate to say it, but Monday looks even colder than today with a brisk wind. Partly sunny skies, highs only make it to around the 30 degree mark. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Belvedere 24, Old Bridge 30, Burlington 33. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. And New Jersey weather is brought to you by Earth Treasures. Stop in today for Earth Treasures Jewelers Friends and Family event. It's your chance to experience the best deals of the year on the jewelry that you love most. Earth Treasures, located in Michaels Plaza in Eatontown. Come for the sparkle, stay for the savings.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.